Chant It Down Radio's coming to you live from the Hawaiian Islands, coming from the perspective of complete freedom, coming from wisdom outside the system and then some. This is the mouthpiece of the natural earth forgotten. At this point in time, humanity's been kept from the truth, so Chant It Down Radio offers the coordinates to a path out.
You're searching for something whole, 'cause what you see, real life. You're watching this world unfold, the truth beneath the lies. Rekindling what's been stole, the need to free one's mind. Uncover the truth exposed, so people see the light.
Let's chant it down, so we can know. It's simple, we just break it down a little bit, so we can process all. Make the switch and elevate yourself to conscious mode. And it's beneficial, we can get this concept rolling. Get the future generators wanna start the whole thing. With the message demonstrated, we can start a post. Taking in, assimilating, getting lots of numbers. Waking up the population, try to stop hypnosis.
Hey there, no intro for the day. Welcome to Chant It Down Radio. This is episode 135. I'm Loomis, I'm your host. ChantItDownRadio.com is the website. And bringing you an on-the-fly episode today. Well, before I get into the topic here, I do want to just kind of go over one brief announcement. And that is my YouTube channel, my YouTube show, Truth Filled Trajectory, is now available on YouTube. So if you want to go check that out, episode one is on, is up. So if you want to go to the YouTube channel and follow me, that is Chant It Down Radio Loomis, L-U-E-M-A-S, Loomis. Chant It Down Radio Loomis is my channel. Truth Filled Trajectory is the show, and the first episode is called The Slums of Honolulu and Oahu. And what it is, it's me driving around the worst areas of this island, the most poverty-stricken and drug-filled areas, and giving you a little narration and talking to you about some truth. And I know that sounds really off-topic and off-subject from what most people are thinking about right now, but, you know, check it out, and if you like, please give it some likes, some thumbs up, and some comments, and, you know, helps the show get going. But anyway, that's a totally different topic. But, you know, something to add to Chant It Down Radio. And anyway, I hope you are all well as possible. I did not want to do this episode. I hate current events shows because they do not keep any value because they become obsolete. And this show won't matter, maybe even in 2 days. Probably not, possibly not. Because why? There has been a global quickening. And everyone is closing down. It's by the hour. Things are rapidly speeding up, and it's hard to play catch-up. And every time I look, something now is closing due to the coronavirus. Everything is spinning out of control. People are panicking. It seems like madness. Well, it is madness. but let's try to get a little clarity in this whole situation here. And I want to go over a couple of things with you that might help give you a little bit of clarity, and at the same time just sort of, you know, give you my thoughts on this, because I figure I owe it to you as a person who does cover the big picture in the world and looks through the eyes of chanting it down. I don't know how deadly this virus, but it seems like it's just the panicking over a minor illness, and I don't want to say, you know, I don't want to be unsympathetic to anybody who is dying of it, or be the one to say it's nothing to worry about, and it actually maybe turns into something bigger than we think. But let's just look at some numbers here, and what I'm looking at is something called Worldometer, and or Worldometer. Sorry, not reading it right, but yeah. So 145,341 cases in the world recorded as of this recording, which is today, is March 13th of 2020. So that is worldwide, not very many people in the United States, but that would be considered kind of a smaller town. Yes, it's a lot of people, but now how many have recovered? 70,931 have recovered. You know, that's pretty good. Out of that, 5,416 deaths of this recording. 5,416. I think in 2 days, a car accidents kill probably that many people. I'm not sure. I don't know the statistics, but just to say, that's a lot of freaking out. A lot is of things happening over 5,400 deaths. Yes, no, you know, I my sympathy goes out to everybody's families who are involved with the deaths of this, but a lot of these people are people with compromised immune systems and the elderly, which if you look at how many people have died of the flu, you can kind of see that this is madness. And I've also noticed, just as a caveat, that I've also noticed that warm climates seem to be less of a pandemic because it seems like it doesn't last long in the warm weather. Example, I live in Hawaii, 2 recorded cases, both recovered. Everybody is seemingly healthy, okay? So this illness doesn't scare me like the regulations put in place that the authorities will do and are doing currently. That's what actually does scare me. It scares me because of the fact that it's going so fast, it's hard to play catch up. Things are shutting down, schools shutting down, professional sports, movies, everything that people invest time in is shutting down. Well, there's a good side of that too, and I'll talk to about that at the end here. But what it is the restraints that I'm worried about, that the system puts on society, you know? And when this is all blown over, and hopefully it will they lift these restraints? This is media mind control at its greatest. This is the media taking people, and actually it isn't that much of the media. It is the media, but it isn't as much as the officials putting regulations on everything and corporations shutting down, although the media is definitely causing that. I mean, look at the toilet paper buying. As if toilet paper is going to stop the coronavirus or any virus. What are you going to do? You need to be buying food. That's what you need to buy is survival food in case you don't have everything shuts down and you don't have any way to get food. That's the real panic here is that. I mean, if you're going to panic, don't panic. Never panic. But still, toilet paper? You know, and that just shows media mind control at its finest. That is people being persuaded to buy toilet paper. They don't even know why. Getting in fights in aisles. In Sydney, Australia, you have people, security, on the aisles so people don't buy more than one roll or something, more than one bag of toilet paper. It's crazy. So, listen, I don't know everything, and I don't know exactly what's going on, every single thing about this, but I can look at things, and as you look at these numbers, you know, Italy has had 250 new deaths, so that would be a concerning thing, but China is recovering. China has no new deaths, yeah, and China has 80,000 cases, so what are we freaking out about here? You know, people just need to take a deep breath, turn it on its head, and chin it down. Walk away from it a little bit, look at it, okay? All right. Now, let's say that this thing is going to be a sickness. Or let's say that they decide to, you know, make it into more than just these numbers. Well, I can see where how they could deploy that through all the spraying they've been doing lately. They've been doing lots of spraying all over, worldwide, including here. I've been talking to a lot of different people, then they have been telling me the same thing. And that's a possibility, you know. But just to say that that is always happening in our background, you know, that's a whole other thing. But anyway, this is going on. But let's look at what happened, and I've talked about this briefly on the last show. It was called Event 201. And this was put in place, and now the world is following suit. But Event 201 was the, let me see if I can pull it up here, was the simulation of the coronavirus back in October. So anyway, it is Sorry, guys. Not very good at multitasking. Alright, well anyway, let me not pull that up, because that just almost shut down my recording. But check out Event 201. That was a John Hopkins University. You can get it and check out their explanation of shutting things down during this simulation of a coronavirus. And it's crazy. Alright, so that's one thing to look at. That's very suspect. Just coincidence? See, I don't believe in these kind of coincidences. Sure, there are synchronicities, but this is crazy, okay? That definitely happened, and that was also in part funded by the Bill Gates Foundation. So look into Event 201 and tell me what you think about that. But here's another thing. What about 30,000 troops going to Europe? And why? All the flights canceled to Europe right now? Why 30,000 troops? Oh, they're going to go for this training thing. But wait, aren't they going to get the coronavirus? No, they didn't even bring masks or anything. Oh, no. So they're going there for a training event. I think there's a bigger picture to be seen here. And I think that there's possibly, just speculating, about to have a big war. And it could be that is what things are ramping up to. And have been ramping up to, and I suppose that could be something, you know, I don't want to put fear out there, but, you know, that's something to really look into. 30,000 troops going to Europe, going specifically to, I think, Germany and Poland, but, the timing, it's just something to look at here. And you have to remember what the global elite want. They want a global government, a technocracy, probably a microchip population of some sort or another, possibly exactly what people have been saying for years, although we have, you know, so much technology, people have their phones on them all the time, and 5G, but they want complete control. And what makes that happen? Global events. And I'm suggesting that they're putting in a global economy reset under their desired way. And I don't think that this corona is exactly the end game just yet, but we'll see. But I think that it is to put all these things in place and possibly just go ahead and with the big banger, because they're moving so fast that you can't even catch up. And that's a hard thing. Now, that's a technique that I actually have not seen the elite pull off, is the fast moving, maybe not since 9/11, just such a fast moving thing that it's such a shocking event that you can't keep up. But the real concern here is the restraints they're going to put on society and the martial law situations that could be about to happen of a quarantine lockdown. I read about a guy in Italy who was not allowed to go jogging unless he was alone. And so they're really putting out there this kind of lockdown, and you can do this and you can't do this because you're going to spread the disease. And oh no, maybe cash is too dirty. Well, maybe we should just have a cashless society for now on. That kind of stuff. And let's keep in mind another thing. This is March 13th. March 20th, we're coming up. March 20th through May 1st is the elite's season of sacrifice. And the season of sacrifice is a time of year where usually some big event happens, bloodshed, something like that. And we have to keep in mind that could definitely happen, and that may be what something is ramping up to. I don't want to scare you. I really don't want anything to happen, you know? But we have to know that. Last year, I did the brief Sri Lanka event show as a current event show just to tell you about, this is the season of sacrifice. This is what happens. Well, we're coming up to a big one. 2020 seems like a big year. Hey, and this could be a test. It may not go to complete global recession. It may just go back to normal. It may just be something that sort of is, you know, is their test to see what happens and how far they can take things, and then just kind of back off a little bit. But I guarantee they won't back off all the way. And, you know, I mean, maybe they'll go as far as even taking the whole internet down. You don't know, but I've said that before, and I kind of feel like there's a little bit of validity to whatever intuition I have going toward that. But please, let's not panic. let's look at this under another light too. If you're a listener to this show, then you're not for the system and way of life anyway. This way of life. The world needs a giant pause. It never did that after 9/11, but now maybe people can start to think about this world they're contributing to every day. I mean, is this what you want? This current life? I mean, yeah, it's better than, you know, everything falling apart and around you, except that, you know, this was never really that good in the first place. It could actually give humanity a chance to walk away from this bullshit and start their own lives. I mean, that would be nice. And yes, I know we don't have a plan B, and that's the huge problem. But seriously, if enough people said no to the system and stopped listening to the fucking media, we could have such a better life. And really, planet Earth has all the ingredients to be a paradise. Instead, we contribute to the system every day. I mean, a lot of ordinary people that don't know shit about the world are not even buying that this is a real threat. People I meet at the grocery store telling me, "What? More people die of the flu. What are we worried about here?" You know? And, well, I have to say that it's like the media isn't working that well with this. People aren't even really buying it. It's more like, here's our restraints. We're putting it in. We don't care what you think. It's just happening so quick that it's hard to actually get a footing in this. My faith in the masses is not there, but we could really just not accept what they are trying to do to us. And that includes you, enforcers of the law, if you're listening. You, military. You, intelligence workers. How important is the dollar to you compared to living in a lockdown 1984 future? You're not going to benefit. Your family's not going to benefit. You're just going to be one of their slaves too. See, the system does need to fall, but a lot of people that do think that don't seem to have it in their heads or have their heads on straight about the fact that secret societies are in control of this fall. And it's not falling because it just is falling and we're going to be free. No, no, no. But, you know, the funny thing is if you were an alien visitor to this planet or an uncontacted tribe member coming right out of the forest and you looked at what people are freaking out about right now, you wouldn't even know what to pinpoint is wrong. Because money is imaginary, economy is not a physical, actual thing, and Corona is not killing off really that many. It's not like this massive black plague or anything. And the birds are still chirping, plants are still growing. There's no real physical threat right now. Everything looks normal. So with that, try to stay calm. Enjoy what you can enjoy right now. And really just look at, again, the numbers of this, the numbers that are out there, and then look at the quick actions, all the CEOs that resigned, all the movies that have been postponed, all the everything put on hold for this. There's something more at hand here, and we have to really look at that. And hey, have a look at my Truth Filled Trajectory show. Again, Channel Down Radio, Loomis, and the show is Truth Filled Trajectory, and that is, again, the slums of Honolulu and Oahu. Just want to get your mind off that. I know it's not something you really want to get your mind on exactly either, but then again, it's better than having your mind on media mind control. All right, well, much love, you guys. And I will update this maybe. You know, we'll see where the world goes. Like I say, not the show I wanted to do today. But be a warrior, not a worrier. That means more than ever now on this show. And subscribe to the YouTube show. And much love, you guys. Help support the show if you can. But support your loved ones and everybody that's around you. Much love.